The Richland County Fair sesquicentennial was from then 1857 to now 2012, 150 years since the fairground's current location was established. And here, your Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to faircorichland.wi, fair/committee, history, the Richland County Agricultural Society was organized May 15, 1857. One of its objectives was to improve, and I quote, the character and operation of agriculture, mechanical and household arts, end quote. In order to achieve this objective, later that year in October, the Agricultural Society sponsored a cattle show and fair at the Thompson's Hall on Main Street in Richland Center. The 1858 to 1860 years and from 1866 to 1868 fairs were held on the Courthouse Square. The fairs were not held from 1861 through 1865 because of the Civil War. Revived again in 1866, and then by 1868, the fair had grown to overflow in the space of the courthouse. So the society decided to purchase a fairground area. The 1869 fair was held on 4 acres of land purchased from Caleb and Nancy Wagoner for $400. This fairground was located in the present 600 block of Hazeltine Street. By 1873, the fair had outgrown the Hazeltine Street fairgrounds. Notably, in 1873, then, the society sold that land for a profit and purchased 20 acres of what is now the current fairgrounds located on County Highway AA. Admission that year in 1873 to the fair was as follows: 25 cents per person, 15 cents for a single riding horse, 25 cents for a horse and carriage, 35 cents for 2 horses and a carriage. The fairgrounds expanded again in 1875 when the society purchased an additional 11 acres adjacent to the fairgrounds. In 1877, a resolution was made to purchase 2,000 feet of lumber to build an open-air shed for shelters, vehicles, machines, and poultry the like. In 1880, they brought with it J.W. Smith, who was allowed to build an amphitheater to accommodate spectators during the races held at the fair. The society reserved the rights to purchase the amphitheater at any time, and admission was not to exceed 10 cents per person ever. 1 mile, a bicycle trail, was featured on the 1895 fair with a purchase of $25, and a purse goes to the winner, but they must win 2 out of the 3 races. Ever expanding in 1904, the society purchased another 9 acres. In 1905, the fair featured a floral parade, a football game in which Richland Center played a team from Madison. 1919, another 2.5 acres was purchased. 1921, a grandstands estimated to seat 3,000 people was constructed, and it was available for the fair, which was now being held the second week in September. In 1922, yet another 1.25 acres was purchased for that new racetrack. Then, during the 1930s, A.V. Miller, Richland County's first extension agent, organized the Richland County 4-H program. Its clubs and membership grew, and the 4-H influence in the county became even more pronounced.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.